Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. One of the things that I love about this time is that most of us, we haven't prepped our life, we haven't taught our soul the benefit of quietude and solitude. But you know, the peace that we all long for, the desire to live at peace, only resides in one place, and it resides in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And the only hope we have of living in peace is that we find moments of quietude and solitude to hear from Him and know how we are to live in peace and in power and in direction for this day and every day. So today, I want to take you over to John's Gospel in chapter 14, beginning in verse 26, where the text says, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid." Now, this is a power-packed verse where literally he says the Holy Spirit will teach us everything, but that means we have to listen. You know, we don't really learn anything until we watch and we listen and we experience. And Jesus says, I'm giving you this gift, the Holy Spirit, who will remind you of everything that I've told you. So it's not based on your recollection, it's based on your willingness to surrender to the Holy Spirit. And then he says, I'm leaving you a gift, peace of mind, peace of heart. And it's a gift that the world can't give. And then he says, don't be afraid. He's got this. So let's draw attention to our breath. You ready? Treat the second breath like a separation between you and the world. It's like a force field that you get to walk through to be able to spend the peaceful time with the God of all creation. You ready? So friend, as you begin this time of meditation, tell the Lord something you're grateful for right now. God, I'm grateful for, and then just finish that sentence. Whatever it is ahead of your life that you might be troubled about or you might be afraid of, bring that to the Lord. Join me in this prayer. Lord, I know you've left me with a gift of peace of mind and heart, and I know the peace that you give the world cannot give, so would you take over my heart so that I might be reminded of all the things that you've told me, especially not to be troubled and not to be afraid. And now I invite you to take a few moments and hear from the Lord, His prompting, His nudging, His voice, and I'll mind the time and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, it's always good to be able to hear from the Lord and be reminded of everything that He's taught us. Remember, friend, He has left you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace that He gives, this world cannot give. So there's no need to be troubled or afraid. He is always waiting. Later this day, if you are scared, if you are troubled, always come back to Him in quietude and solitude and let Him give you peace, power, and direction for your moment, for your day. God bless you. See you back again on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.